I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Last week, Donald Trump criticized Boeing for being over budget on production of the next Air Force One. Critics of the president-elect noted that the plane is still in the planning stage and not over budget, not yet. But other defense projects are, like the F-35 stealth fighter. Lockheed Martin has had this in the works for almost 20 years, and only now are the planes coming off the assembly line, and the project is way over budget.
$130 billion plus from the original estimates that were made in the 90s.
Marcus Weisgerber, global business editor for Defense One, says the Pentagon needs the F-35 for a very good reason.
Well, it needs it now pretty much because it doesn't have a backup plan. The program was envisioned when it started to replace planes in the Air Force, in the Marine Corps, and in the Navy. But the big thing with the F-35 is, aside from being the only thing and really the only option, is it's a stealth plane. And there's no other stealth plane in production in the United States right now.
Meaning it can fly under the radar and nobody can detect it.
It can fly under the radar and can't be detected. Right now, only Russia and China are the only ones building planes like this.
So 5 years ago, the Obama administration was pushing hard to get other countries to buy the F-35. I know this year Japan got one in September. Israel received two just yesterday. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter was there to present them. How many foreign countries have bought into the F-35 program?
Well, you have about a dozen early on that are committing to this. And I was down in Fort Worth, Texas, where they actually build this thing. And it's a monstrous facility that has cranked out planes for the government for decades, F-16s being the most recent ones before this. And right in line, you have these three different types of planes, the type for the Air Force, which is kind of a traditional plane that could take off and land from regular runways. And you have a Marine version that can land vertically because the engine can move, and a Navy version that the wings fold up so it can land on aircraft carriers. But you also have international planes. You have Israel, we saw Japan, Italy. These are all happening simultaneously, and it's envisioned that every country that flies an F-16 will eventually at some point in time fly the F-35.
Are there any savings for the U.S. by shoring up foreign partners to make the plane?
There definitely are, because think of it as the old Costco method, where if you buy in bulk, it drives the price down. So every country that buys this, every time the U.S. military ups its order, it brings down the cost of the planes.
So the production of the F-35, it spread across 45 states. What would happen to all those jobs here in the U.S. if the F-35 program was cut back?
If it was scaled down, you know, depending on how much, it probably would stay around what it is. But I mean, if you cancel a program like this, it's no doubt going to have a job impact. And that's one thing that President-elect Trump is probably not going to want to do, is kill a program that employs so many people. You could argue they could come and do something else, but it takes time to come up with plans, especially for the Pentagon to come up with plans to build new stuff. And Trump's going to want to show that he's going to continue to write this program and fix it and get this capability, if you will, to the allies.
Is it fixable, do you think?
Well, if you talk to the Air Force and the Marine Corps right now, they say it is fixable. They say the plane can do things that its current planes can't do. It can simply see things further away, and it can strike enemy planes well beyond the visual and radar range of those aircraft. So they'll say, yeah, well, it may not be able to go as fast. It might not be able to turn as quick, and it might not be the greatest in a dogfight like you saw in Top Gun. But it doesn't matter, because they'll be able to see and shoot down other planes well, well beyond where other planes can see them.
So when Donald Trump says the F-35 costs are out of control, what do you think his end game is?
It's tough to say, but pretty much it's got to be. He wants to lower the price of the plane, and he's got to either increase the buy, that'll get it down, or cut into Lockheed's profit. And so, you know, contractors and defense companies are really, really preparing for this kind of to be the new way of negotiating, that the president himself, in an unprecedented fashion, is going to start to actually negotiate contracts on a year-by-year basis.
Marcus Weisgerber, global business editor for Defense One. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.